will be the political fallout from President Trump's surprise decision to stand against the massive spending bill that Congress passed this week, which was just in time to get millions of people extra help before unemployment benefits start to expire the day after Christmas. Last night, in a video that reportedly caught aides off guard, the president again falsely claimed the election was stolen from him, demanded Congress increase direct payments to people to $2,000, and said this.
I'm also asking Congress to immediately get rid of the wasteful and unnecessary items from this legislation and to send me a suitable bill, or else the next administration will have to deliver a COVID relief package, and maybe that administration will be me.
So, threatening to derail relief and an election. Let's bring in our political strategist, Alice Stewart, the Republican. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Robin. Great to talk with you.
And Bill Press, the Democrat.
Hello, Robin. Good to be back.
And great to talk to you both. And Alice, you've been tweeting like a woman with her hair on fire, saying, don't do this. You know, a relief bill needs to be celebrated and signed, not vetoed. I mean, he can veto it, but then the Congress will have to come back and vote. And but the point is, you're a strategist. Why is President Trump doing this?
That's the $10 million question, right, Robin? Look, I think we can all agree that it is long overdue and past time for COVID relief money to get in the pockets and in the bank accounts of people across this country who are hurting. The pork barrel projects, on the other hand, have no business being in the COVID relief package. But this is where we are. This was the agreement that we had in Congress with Republicans and Democrats. And in order to get one, we needed the other. And look, I agree with the president that these pork barrel projects don't need to be part of this. But this is where we are. And these are the kind of points and conversations that should have been had long ago. He put Steven Mnuchin in there to make these deals and have these negotiations with Nancy Pelosi and Democrats, and it's a little bit late now. It's almost as though Republicans and Democrats got the ball to the one-yard line, and he's loosey with the football, pulling it out from front of them.
Well, actually, they crossed the goal. You know, they voted for it. And Bill, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said, yeah, hey, let's get $2,000 checks done this week before the government shuts down if the spending bill goes down in flames. In other words, if he doesn't sign it, holds on to it. But notice, Bill, we're talking about this instead of the president's many pardons from last night. Your thoughts why he's doing this?
Well, we can still talk about the pardons, but let's stick with this for just a while. I mean, this is really crazy. I mean, I would agree that this stimulus bill is too little, too late, and it's got stuff in it that doesn't belong in it. But as Alice said, that was the deal. My question is, where the hell has Donald Trump been for the last 2 or 3 months when Steve Mnuchin, representing the White House, let's remember, representing the president, was involved in these negotiations? The president, since November 3rd, has probably had 100 meetings in the Oval Office about how to overturn the elections. He has not had one single meeting, not one, with congressional leadership about the stimulus package. Meanwhile, Americans are hurting. American businesses are hurting. And until yesterday afternoon, the White House was saying the president was going to sign this. And then last night, suddenly, he pulls this stunt, which may be just his way of getting back in the news. Who knows? But I think we have to point out, he pulled the rug out from under the American people. He's pulled the rug out from under American businesses, small businesses particularly. He's pulled the rug out from under Steve Mnuchin and Mitch McConnell and all the Republicans who believed him when he said, told them he would sign it. And he pulled the rug out from under two Senate candidates in Georgia who have been campaigning in support of this bill because Donald Trump told them he would sign it. It's crazy.
Well, Alice, I have to ask Alice, did he pull the rug out from under you? I mean, you're one of the strategists, a Republican, you know, working in Georgia, trying to get the GOP vote for the two Senate runoffs in 2 weeks, which will determine control of the Senate. Are Republicans Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue in trouble because of this?
That remains to be seen. Look, I've been on the ground in Georgia working to get out the vote with conservative women and pro-life groups. And look, the momentum and the enthusiasm is strong in Georgia to reelect Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue because the policies of the Democratic candidates are not reflective of the people of Georgia. And look, I think while this is important and it certainly is a distraction from other issues, The Republican candidates in Georgia need to be singularly focused on reminding the voters in Georgia that their conservative values of fiscal responsibility and limited government and pro-life and Second Amendment, those are the issues that are reflective of Georgia and not the socialist policies of the Democratic candidates. And that's what they're – I was with the Republican candidates just the other day. They made that point repeatedly, and Republican voters in Georgia understand that.
If I may, Robin, this is the worst kind of politics, I think. To label Raphael Warnock, a pastor, the pastor for the last 15 years of Martin Luther King's church, as a socialist. Everybody knows it's not true. It's disgusting. John Ossoff, who worked in the Congress for John Lewis, who worked in the Congress for Hank Lang, the other congressman down there. These are not socialists. They represent the new Georgia. I don't want to, you know, we can debate this whole election if you want about Kelly Loeffler, who spends more time making financial deals than governing. Same thing with David Perdue. 2,600 and some financial transactions in the last 8 years. He hasn't been doing his job as a senator. So I think it's a clear choice between the new Georgia and the old Georgia. But my point is that Donald Trump is not helping the situation in Georgia when he comes out with this crazy threat to veto a bill that they've been running on because he asked them to.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask about
Donald Trump could go out. If I just finished. Donald Trump could go out of office with a big deal here signing this legislation. It would be a great win for Republicans. Instead, he screws the whole thing up. Doesn't make any sense.
I mean, there's a lot of things he could have done, Alice, as you know, in the last several weeks. He could have, as someone said, been there, you know, when the first plane landed with the vaccines that he purportedly got in motion. But he just completely ignored all of that to talk about, you know, this stolen election. But I want to talk about something else that is, I think, not getting talked about as much today because of what's happened with the bill, and that is the pardons. The video about the relief bill was posted 14 minutes after the president granted this slew of clemencies, including two people who lied in the FBI's investigation of his 2016 campaign ties to Russia, three corrupt former Republican congressmen, and those American contractors who killed innocent civilians in Iraq. They were charged with that, working for a firm then owned by the brother of President Trump's education secretary. Alice, I mean, your thoughts on this?
Look, as president, he has his purview and he has the authority to issue pardons and commutations. And look, we can go through history of presidents that have done controversial pardons and commutations. And I think the president is certainly within his authority and within his power to grant these. There certainly are questions as to why certain people and why at this time. But in addition to all the high-profile names that we talk about, if you go down, there are many people that will be pardoned that were unjustly convicted, unjustly sentenced, and those are the people we need to focus on. Those are the people that are getting pardons and getting their life back on track. That those are the majority of these pardons that we will see between now and inauguration that need to have the focus of the media and America, because that is what the real power of pardons is all about.
Bill?
I beg to differ. Of course, pardons are for people who have been unjustly convicted or unjustly punished. That's what the pardon process is all about. It comes from the Department of Justice and recommendations to the president. That's not where these came from. Let's remember, there are three crooked congressmen here that he pardoned. There are two people who pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI in the Mueller investigation. There are four contractors who shot and killed innocent civilians in Iraq, which really hurt the United States image in that part of the world. And why did they get a pardon? Only because they're political cronies of Donald Trump. Alice is right. This is his prerogative. But he has used his prerogative to pardon political cronies and people who are guilty and did not come through the Justice Department. They wouldn't even be recommended by the Justice Department. Donald Trump is just using this power.
I just want to make sure we've asked about Russia and the hacking of the past week and President-elect Joe Biden. Some Washington watchers have said Trump's outbursts yesterday came from him watching Biden's dominance of the news cycle, because yesterday we know Joe Biden blasted Donald Trump for not saying Who's responsible for that massive cyber hack of government computers this month? Let's listen.
Cyber attacks must be treated as a serious threat by our leadership at the highest levels. We can't let this go unanswered.
That means I have to ask you, Alice, do you worry about what Russia must have or might have on President Trump that he is so leery of ever blaming them for what our own intelligence agencies and his own State Department say they're responsible for?
I say this, Robin. I trust our military intelligence officials. I trust Mike Pompeo with regard to this. And I do believe that Russia was behind this. But there are also, as some have said, others that are just as responsible for serious similar acts of cyber hacking. And it's important to take this into perspective. I think Joe Biden may have gotten ahead of his skis a little bit because this is espionage. It's not an act of war.
All right. Well, we're going to leave it at that. Quick. All right. Nope. Time out. We'll get you next week. Alice Stewart, the Republican. Bill Press, the Democrat. Thanks to you both.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, thanks.
You too.